So it's not just writing in a vacuum, you know? Electricity, a current. Of course, Baba uses the word current. And it really is like that. So all of these are methods to connect with Baba, receive the current of Sakash from Baba. And of course, as was said, it's also a method to really know myself better, because the two go together. And of course, Baba says often in the Muralis, if you're soul conscious, you're in Baba's remembrance. If you're in Baba's remembrance, you're soul conscious. And so the more I remember Baba, the more I come back to that original stage. And of course, we need to accumulate a lot of strength within. And the time to accumulate strength is Amrit Vela. It really is key. I have, you know, because to progress in Brahmin life, as I know has been shared from your discussions, from truth and purity comes honesty. And to be truly honest with myself and truly honest with Baba, I need strength. Yeah, otherwise I kind of do it half, you know, because there are some things I can't tolerate about myself. So I'd rather they get buried and stay buried. And when there's really honesty within, then I'll have the strength to bring them out, to face them and to truly take Baba's help. See, that's the thing, we're not doing this thing alone. We can't do it alone. It is with the current of Baba's help. And I'll just share something. This is quite a few years back when a group of us were in front of Baba. And Baba said, and Baba seemed to be looking at me. Well, you always think that, don't you? Of course, everybody would have thought it. And Baba said, at Amrit Vela, let your original quality... No, first he said, let your self-respect emerge. Let your original qualities emerge. And I practiced that for many months, just holding that thought. And it was very, very powerful. So I always like to pass that on, to hold a powerful thought in Amrit Vela. Let my self-respect emerge, let my original qualities emerge. And then of course you're naturally coming into that connection with Baba. And when you feel the current, you're accumulating. And that's the other thing, I always come into Amrit Vela with that thought of accumulating, and then as we'll talk about, also sharing. But that is the time to accumulate. Yeah.
How would you emerge self-respect and also the original?
You see, we know the original qualities of the soul, and we know that our self-respect is based on that. So the question, you heard the question? Yeah? So we know our self-respect is based on that. So that knowledge is there within the intellect. So when you hold a thought, it's automatically filled with that knowledge, that understanding. So simply holding the thought, you're holding the thought with meaning. It's a meaningful thought. It's not just because somebody told you and you're sitting there, let my original qualities emerge, and you've no idea what it is. It's a meaningful thought. And so when you just hold that thought, it begins to happen. So this is the power of pure thought that Baba teaches us. Because we have all the gyan in our heads, you know, in our intellect. So then when we hold a pure thought, it's a meaningful thought. And that begins to happen. That's why when somebody really, you know, when you first understand soul consciousness, and you say to yourself, I'm a soul, it's like such a feeling. Before then, I'm a soul. Well, you know, but when you get the meaning of it, the consciousness, actually the consciousness changes. And so, you know, when we listen to Baba's Murali, what's the purpose of listening to the Murali? Yes, the relationship, but to change my consciousness. Am I changing as I listen to the Murali? Because every sentence Baba tells me has a deep meaning. So, okay, we're on time, I guess. So, isn't that a lovely picture? To me, that's the picture that embodies happiness. So much happiness on every single face. Of course, I like it because Daddy Janky's in it, but apart from that, yeah, very young. Do you know who they are? So that's, I mean, this must be, I don't know whether it's Karachi or early days of here, probably Karachi. But this is Daddy Janky, this is Daddy Nirmal Shanta, who we celebrated her day. She left the body, Baba's daughter. And that's Daddy Manohar up there. You will remember her, she left the body some years ago. And I'm not sure who this one is. You know? Don't know who it is. This one below Daddy Janky, under Daddy Janky. And then Daddy Manohar is kind of like, you know, leaning on Baba. And they're obviously cleaning some beans or doing something. And there's not many photos where Baba's smiling like that. Yeah, it's such a, you know, just caught in such a natural way. That, and Baba and the children, it's just stunning, isn't it? It's, well, it looks like they're cleaning some vegetables of some kind. And this is where, sorry? Opening the beans, probably. And you know, it was beautiful that how Baba would do all the karma yoga with them, you know? And this was the way Baba gave happiness to the children. You know, in a family, if the mother and father keep themselves aloof, then there isn't that exchange of happiness. But when, you know, the parents are with you, then you feel, a child feels that happiness. So Baba, you've seen all the pictures, Baba would be with them for everything. And so, but actually, when you look at this, you see something of the happiness in their relationship, the exchange of happiness. So what I'd like, actually like you to do, as a sort of little exercise, is just take a few moments to reflect on the photograph and think about 10 aspects of happiness that you see in this photo. And so look at their eyes, their face, the body language, the way they're, you know, look at the whole thing, because the souls are expressing their happiness. See if you can pick out 10 qualities of happiness from that. Take a few moments. Sharing.
Joy.
Lightness.
Fun.
What was it? Fun.
Harmony.
Contentment. Cooperation. Sweetness.
Enthusiasm.
Simplicity. Love. Trusting, trust. Doing service together, yeah? Oh, one at a time. Detached action.
It also seems like they've been entertaining each other.
Someone here?
Friendliness,
friendship.
Relaxed.
Positivity.
Comfort.
Openness. Mischievous. Ah! She was always a little reserved with Baba, actually. But you can see a little bit of mischief. Later on, as I've known her, very mischievous, yes. Hey? She said Daddy Janky looks mischievous. She has a glint in her eye, right? The eyes are just, the eyes tell so much. Are showing leadership by example. Beautiful. Yeah, I've had all of those, and safety, closeness. You know, you can see that they feel very, very safe with Baba. Beautiful. So these are all the qualities in relationship. And, you know, it's something natural. You know, as I mentioned this morning how Daddy said, you know, it's not a question of faith, it's there, it's real. And you feel that with the daddies. They just are. And, you know, it's a natural relationship. So, okay. Now how do we share all this happiness? So, a quote from Baba. Today, happiness, peace and contentment are decreasing in the world. So now you souls who are worthy of receiving God's love need to give souls a handful of love, contentment and happiness. You have to give a handful of happiness to the unhappy souls. Firstly, give sakash by serving with your mind. And secondly, reveal the face through your father. Reveal the father through your face and your activity. I mean, the face reveals a lot here, doesn't it? So the quote from Avyek Baba. And, you know, if we're to really to be able to give happiness, there's a fundamental shift I need to make in my life from taking to giving. And, you know, very often we want to take something, whether it's a little bit of recognition or, you know, whatever it is. We feel somebody owes us something. You know, we want someone to apologize. So many ways in which we take. And it's so important that we shift to giving. Because when we want to take something, if we have a need, then we are really identifying with that need. So for example, if I need some acknowledgement for something, then I'm identifying with that action, that role, that service, right? And whatever you identify with, you give power to, right? And if you give power to something, then eventually it will overpower you. So it's very important to shift from the taking to the giving. And often people, even in BK life, as we know, can feel suppressed in some way. And in reality, nobody can suppress me. But if I have this, if I'm in this mode of taking rather than giving, then I allow myself to become suppressed. So it's a very important shift that needs to be made. And then, you know, I won't have even a trace of feeling sorry for myself, you know. Sometimes we feel a little sorry for ourselves, but that means we want to take something. That means we've forgotten that everything that we have is from Baba. We give power to. In what way? Oh, yeah. If you identify with your original stage, yes. Thank you. So of course it means if I'm identifying with something external to me, and my role is also external to me. And it's an interesting thing that I know in some languages there aren't different words for this, but there is in English. Your role and your part. And at one point, the two daddies were in London, Daddy Janki, Daddy Gosar, quite a few years back. And sometimes you observe those exchanges between them. And they're like two children, you know, and one saying to the other, well, you know, we have to glorify, Baba has to be glorified. Who's going to do it? And they said, well, we're going to do it. We, you know, who will do it? We will do it. It's our part. It's in our part. No, sorry. She said, Daddy Janki said, it's our personality to do it. So I asked Daddy Janki, what is personality? And she said, personality is your part. And then I thought about it more. You know, if you think about Daddy G, and many of you met her, if you think about her, you don't think, oh, she was an administrator, she looked after this many centers, she did this and this. You think about her qualities. You think about how she gave respect to everyone. You think about her generosity. And it's those inner qualities that we develop that are our part. The role is what we do, and that we all have a role to do, something or the other. That's an expression in life, we have to, because we're in a body. But the part is actually who we are and how we do that. And that's a very important distinction, because we get very caught up even now in our role, but it's the inner qualities that we need to sustain by taking that sakash from Baba. Right? Is that clear? So if I identify with role in any way, then eventually I'm going to give my power away to it. So very important, what we identify, we give power to, then it overpowers us. Baba mentioned this in the Murali, I don't know, a couple of years back, and it really stuck with me. I really, you know, something. There's a few little stories I wanted to tell you. Yes, told you one this morning. I asked a question to Daddy now this time, and I was saying to Daddy that, and this is relevant to this giving and taking aspect, I was saying to Daddy that sometimes, you know, if there are challenges, maybe people are harsh with you or insult you or, you know, it happens, doesn't it? In the family it happens. Outside you expect it, but it happens in the family too. And then, you know, you feel that it's a discipline not to say anything, you know, to keep quiet, to be loving, to be, you know, keep your stage, not to answer back, not to get into justifying. But sometimes you wonder whether you're avoiding something, you know, and you're just keeping quiet to avoid, even though you're there in the situation, but you don't want to really face it. So what should you do? What's right? And then Daddy's answer was interesting. She said to me, then she turned to Gentiben and she said to Gentiben, what answer would you give? And Gentiben said, I would say, face it. Face the situation with peace. And Daddy said, well, if I even have the thought that I have to face the situation, it means that I've become affected. So that really gave me a lot to think about. And then I thought, you know, when we use the powers and the power to face, one of the eight powers, if I'm taking that sakash from Baba, then I will use the powers naturally at the right time. But and this is definitely a work in progress for me. But if I consciously sit there and think, okay, now I need the power to face, now I need the power to tolerate, it means something has already affected me, that I'm invoking the powers. And Daddy said, you know, when something comes to me, someone says something, they go away, I'm the same as I was. Comes, it goes, but I'm the same. And so if really we're in the mode of giving, we have to get to that point where we don't change internally. And of course that's a very elevated stage. There was another situation, it was actually last year, and we were in a bhati, and there was some situation that had been bothering me on the service field. And I said to myself, okay, you know, I'm trying to deal with it inside, to finish the thought, put the full stop and everything. And you know, when you try to do that and it doesn't work, because the thing keeps coming. And I said to myself, okay, you know, I really now need to just tell Daddy that this is what's going on in my mind and I need to finish it. And a group of us came down to meet Daddy in her room. We were upstairs. And Daddy was, because it was a silence bhati, Daddy just gave us drishti for quite a long time. And then she said, I just want to say two words to you. forgive and forget. And I looked and I spoke, I had tears in my eyes. I said, Daddy, I was going to come to you with a situation that I wanted to tell you about, but you've already given me your answer. And I knew that this was part of staying happy, giving happiness in the face of that situation which I felt was unjust. You know when you feel something's unjust and you really want to put it right? That's a mistake in itself, you know. I used to want to fix everything. You can't fix anything. Baba can fix it, drama will fix it in its own time, but you can't fix it. And to answer, forgive and forget. And it really helped me. It helped me a lot. Since then it's come back a little bit, but I again remind myself. And this whole forgiving and forgetting is definitely part of that art of giving rather than taking. Because when I forgive and forget, I'm allowing space. I'm allowing space for something else to flourish and to grow. And very often, I'm sure you've had this experience, when there's a situation, has traffic control? Not yet. When there's a situation and, does it come here? Okay, let's take our 1 minute. Okay, so this whole thing of really giving is a very deep thing actually. And another thing that Daddy's been saying a lot, Baba said it last night, we mentioned it. Forget the past and do not have any expectations for the future. So these are all the things to pay attention to shift to that mode of truly taking and not having too many thoughts. You know, Daddy has her famous mantra, don't think. That's what it means, think in the right way, but she would say, don't think, you know, and at all. And I would say, Daddy, well, what do you mean, you know? And of course, what she means is, you know, nothing that is of no use, every thought valuable. And you see it in her, and she'll talk about the connection between the thoughts, the breath, energy, and time. So if my thoughts are pure and focused, then what happens to my breath? It's calm, it's deep. Then what happens to my energy? I have energy. And then time. Thoughts and time are very closely connected. I will use time in a worthwhile way. And if I'm having many thoughts, then what happens to my breath? Then what happens to my energy? And I waste a lot of time. So the connection, thoughts, breath, energy, and time. And there was a very beautiful blessing that also embodies this that I received a number of years ago, and then I got it again about last year sometime. And, you know, normally I would give away the blessings. I keep them in a box and people come, you give them away. But this one I've kept by my bed. And it's very meaningful to me. And I hope it is to you too. You have the maturity to be beyond expectations and the love to keep on giving. And that's really what it means to be an instrument. Is it on one of the, is that what it's from? Yeah. And somehow, you know, certain things touch you very deeply. And I know this is something I need to keep revising and revising and revising in myself. And, you know, when we get blessings, whether they're blessings from Baba, blessings in the card, I remember once Baba saying to Brother Charlie, you're a soul who never misuses your blessings. And then, you're a soul who never misuses your blessings. And of course, in other words, I take that blessing to then underline, to give me a certificate and to underline something for the future. Because there was a point at which Baba kept saying to me the same thing for 2-3 years about being detached and being loving. And eventually I said to Jentibin, why is Baba telling me that each time? And she said this to me. She said, it's to give you the certificate and to underline it for the future. I said, okay. Then after that, Baba didn't say it. Needed to get in here. And just another situation of misusing blessings. At one point, I was in front of Baba. And you know when you... Has anybody reached that stage in their Brahmin life where they're the ocean of mistakes? Any of you experienced that? No? Only me? Ocean of mistakes. That you are the ocean of mistakes. Yeah, I'm sure it's not only me. It's like you can't do anything right. And so I was new in London and, you know, struggling to do everything. As I come in front of Baba, and Baba says to me, you're good, you have good sanskars, you're just a little bit innocent. So in other words, he's telling me, you know, you're just a bit sick yet, you haven't quite got it. And I said to Baba, Daddy Janki's always telling me to be more mature. And then Baba paused, and then Baba said, whenever you hear an instruction or a direction, don't just listen to the words, but listen to the meaning behind the words. And in this way, you will become mature. And that helped me so much. And oh yeah, and what Baba said, when Baba said you're a little bit innocent, Baba said to me, but never mind, the hand of the innocent father is on the head of his innocent children. And you know the praise of Bolanath, that he puts right what goes wrong, you know? Anyway, next time, when I was back in London, next time I made a mistake, I said to Sister Jenty, remember my blessing, you know, that the wrong becomes right. I said, don't misuse your blessing. So, very, very important. Okay, so let's think about giving happiness, this art of giving happiness. So, if I'm to give happiness through the mind, and Baba tells us the most elevated form of service is service through the mind, then it's the presence, the atmosphere, the presence of happiness that's overflowing from you that uplifts the atmosphere. And there's no place, as we've said, for revenge. Now, even a slight comment makes somebody realize what they've done. It's kind of revenge, isn't it? Subtle revenge. I came in them really recently. No place for proving myself. No place for seeing others as a problem. If I have any of these things, I won't be able to create that atmosphere of happiness through my stage, through the mind. And then through words, making others feel stable in their self-respect. Because every soul needs respect and love. Every soul. And so again, no place for words that intend to justify or humiliate or show cleverness. Because when we try to show our cleverness, we're also making others feel, we want them to feel that they're not as clever as we are. Sorry? Every soul needs love and respect. The love that we're talking about here is the very pure love that we take from Baba that we share. It's the unconditional love. So if the love that I'm sharing, like we see with the daddies, is the love that I'm taking from Baba, then I can share that love with absolute safety because I don't need any return of that love. No, you're giving. Doesn't matter, I can give more and more. Because it's a subtle giving. And Baba often, you know, Baba talks about feeling the pulse. And again, in I think it's in the Companion of God, where Daddy talks about giving love and so on. She says, what you need to see, is the ground fertile? And am I using my time in a worthwhile way? And so it's not that I need to keep doing things for someone, but I must never give up giving love in my mind. And I remember a situation where, and of course, part of giving love is giving good wishes to everyone, no matter what the person is like. And I remember once somebody had phoned me up, and somebody they know had done something very bad to a friend of theirs, and they were very upset. And he was quite angry, and he said to me, you know, this is what's happened, it's really, really bad, and I know Baba teaches us to have good wishes, but I want to go and throttle him, you know? He was like, what is it, how can I have good wishes? And so I just paused, I connected with Baba, and then I asked him a question. I said, okay, that person who's done something wrong, what would you feel is the best outcome for them? So he thought, and he said, well, I suppose I'd want them to realize what they've done, to apologize, to transform. I said, well, that's having good wishes, even seeing a possibility for another soul. Yeah. Yes.
And when I show affection, love, and something, they would like to be the whole day with me. So, what to do then?
Then you need to make sure that love is filled with detachment and filled with spirituality, so that the love empowers them. And then you need to be discerning. And find a way of saying, okay, now I have to go and do something else. You need to be discerning. But you have to be very clean inside that there isn't any need within you. I know, you know, for myself, sometimes there are people who latch on to you and you want to run away, you know? And at that moment, again, you have to be very clean inside, be very loving, and be very powerful, so that the soul doesn't have a chance to do that. So it is something to work on within myself, but also have those yuktis where I know where I can move away when needed. So I'm giving, and I'm giving enough to help empower that soul, but I'm not making that soul dependent on me. It's very, very important. So I have to also do that work inside. So both ways. And in actions, a lot of ways in which you can give happiness in action, and I know I need a bit more on these too. So accuracy, someone's accurate, someone's punctual, gives happiness. I had a story to go with this, you know, the one about words that uplift someone or maintain their self-respect. There was a situation where I was, it was in the morning class, and there was a brother, quite an old brother in Gyan, and he still comes sometimes to class, but a very dear soul, and he's been turning a little bit towards Christianity, so sort of half Christianity, half Gyan, you know. And there was something that came up in the Murli about Mary, and he then, it was in the Murli revision, and there was quite a group, 20, 30 people. And he gave a whole sort of little discourse about Mary, right? And it wasn't really Gyan, but it was something he wanted to express. And so I decided that the most important thing I have to do is to keep his honor and respect. So I didn't contradict him. I agreed with him. I said, yes, thank you, that's very good. Yes, that's right. And he was very happy. And then we went on to discuss other things. And afterwards, somebody said to me, it was very good what you did. I understood what you did. Because it would be very easy for me to have said, well, actually, Gyan doesn't say this, Gyan just says that. And what would have been the point? Everybody in the class knows Gyan. Everybody could understand where he was coming from. what was my task as the instrument at that moment, to keep a good atmosphere and to uphold his honour and respect as an old Brahmin. Because he wasn't asking me for clarification. He was wanting to tell me what he felt was right. So, you know, little things like this, we have to be very sensitive to uphold a person's honour and not cut them down. Just a little story of that. And then the whole thing of actions. We definitely can give happiness through our actions. So yes, accuracy, punctuality, showing kindness. You know, sometimes doing that little bit extra for somebody other than the need. Little act of kindness, and it touches somebody very much. Sharing information gives happiness. And I put that in because I've experienced how some souls will be economical with information. They'll expect you to do a task, but they won't give you the full information to be able to do it. And so they're actually, it's a way in which they're maintaining control. And so that's a giving of sorrow. It's the ego. And so sharing information is a giving of happiness, because that makes a soul feel fully empowered. If you give them background, you tell them what's needed, and, you know, that's another thing. And so connected to that, letting go of control. Because when I try and control things, it gives a lot of sorrow to people. It's very, very disempowering. And this is something that, you know, as you feel more secure within yourself, you're able to do more and more. And of course, it all comes back to taking the love from Baba, taking that inner contentment, developing yourself, and then, yes, you feel secure enough to let go and be free. And then it's fine, because actually, what can you control anyway? You can't control anybody or anything. And I find the less I try to control something, the better it is. You know, you always have those people who are like policemen, right? And so, you know, and London is a big family. So I get phone calls from one or two souls. Do you know, so-and-so's doing this, so-and-so's doing that, you should do something about it. Okay, just listen. And generally, I don't act on it. Unless, of course, it's something, you know, very serious or something. Because I know that just by giving good vibrations to the situation, it's going to resolve. It's often a little thing that's not worth making an issue about. So letting go is very, very important. Being flexible is another way you give happiness. Flexibility, and then people will feel easy with you. And listening. Listening is another very big way of sharing happiness. And sometimes when somebody has a difficulty, all they need you to do is to listen to them, nothing else. And you need two ears and a heart to listen. And of course, real listening is when you're not having a commentary inside of judging them, preparing your answer. Just be, just listen. This is a big act of giving happiness. And there's a lovely story that we hear sometimes from the Yajna of Mamma, and this is relating to accuracy, and it's a little Mohini tells this story. And she tells about how she would, excuse me, and she tells about how she would, it was in the early days, and she would always get busy and she would always come late for her meals. You know this story. And so the sister who was in charge of preparing, of serving the meals, went to complain to Mama. And so what Mama did, Mama put her on serving duty for 2 weeks. And then she understood why it was important not to be late for meals. And so, yes, accuracy, punctuality, all of these things give happiness, because otherwise, excuse me, I become an instrument to create waste thoughts in others. And if I become an instrument to do that, then I'm giving sorrow, I'm not giving happiness, and I'm not able to create that atmosphere of happiness, and that will come back to me. So giving happiness is not just sitting there beaming away while the place is falling apart around you. It's actually being active in all ways, thoughts, words, and actions. So, are we ready to give happiness? And yes, very important thing, do not allow your own needs to overtake you. That the best way to fulfill your own needs is to give. You know, sometimes it comes in the Murli. If you feel you're lacking a particular virtue, then give that virtue. If I feel I'm lacking sweetness, then if I donate sweetness, I'll have to be sweet myself. So this is a yukti Baba teaches us. And also sometimes people ask me the question, often actually, and it is in BK gatherings and public gatherings. You know, when there's negativity around me, how do I protect myself from that? And I always feel that if I'm in that mode where I need to protect myself, I'm again in a mode of taking. I need something. And I'm going to create some sort of barrier around myself, so people can come in or they're out. And so that is not going to help my relationships. But actually the best way to protect yourself is to give. So if I feel there's negativity coming towards me, let me give positivity in return. So if somebody is insulting me or they're aggressive, then actually they're in a state of fear, right? So if I also come into a state of fear, I'll also become aggressive and nothing's achieved. And what is the antithesis of fear, the opposite of fear? It's love. So in that situation, if I give love, if I give respect, then I'm creating an aura, a force field of positive vibrations around me, and then no negativity can impinge. So I don't actually have to think about protecting myself. I continue to give, I continue to share powerful, loving, positive vibrations, I share, become a channel, an instrument for the love that I get from Baba, and then where do I have to protect myself? I have the love to keep on giving. And I remember a particular situation where it was early morning and I, in Global Corporation House, I was in the meditation room, must have been around 4, 4:15, and I could hear some raised voices downstairs, and somebody had come to the door and obviously was trying to come in. So I thought I'd better go and see what's happening. So I came down and there was somebody who was drunk, you know, and wanting to come in, and you know, and then the brothers downstairs were sort of trying to, they were getting a little bit sort of, not quite aggressive, but you know, a little bit strong with him, and of course he was getting a bit aggressive, more aggressive. So I said, okay, just wait, just wait. So I went up to the guy and I spoke to him with a lot of love and respect, and I said to him, I'm really sorry, but we're closed just now. Could you please come back at 9 o'clock? You'd be very welcome. And he said, oh, okay. And off he went. So I didn't think, oh, I have to protect myself now. Let me give something. Let me share something. And then, okay, it's fine. I mean, lots of stories like this where there's a protection from, you know, what could be an aggressive situation. It's a little story, but there are much bigger stories too. And so if I keep, I'm in that mode of being with Baba, of giving and giving, then actually no harm can come to me. And so that's very, very important. So giving in every way. And so, a little exercise. And this is purely for you. I'm not going to ask you to share this because it's very personal. Think about the people you interact with. Think about your situation, your service field, work, home, whatever it is. And list 10 practical ways in which you have used practically twice, okay? Practically give more happiness to others. Think about 10 ways. Think about all the levels, the mind, the words, the actions. And of course, giving happiness through words and actions means the mind is filled with pure intentions, so they all go together. But think about very practical ways in which you can give more happiness to others. So if you'd like to take, I don't know, about 10 minutes for that, just to list that, let's reflect. So Becky's just passing a piece of paper around. If you'd like to receive the PowerPoint presentation, then you can put your email address there and Sister Becky will send it to you. Okay, can we move on? Because maybe you can complete it later too. But it's interesting. I did it, of course, and very interesting. So now you have to do what you've written down. That's the point. Okay, so that's our next slide, yes. And then we come to that very powerful stage where that Baba really is asking of us now that the world needs Sakash, the world needs Baba's vibrations. And there's a very lovely definition that Sister Jenti gave of serving through Sakash, serving through the mind. To fill yourself with so much from Baba that it naturally overflows. So it's not that you have to sit there thinking, I have to give, I have to go here, go there. But literally, to be, it was part of the blessing today, to be so filled with all of the treasures that Sakash is reaching the world. And as Baba said, as that reaches the world, souls receive a drop of peace, of love, of happiness from us. And, you know, it's so easy sometimes not to pay attention to this because this is service you can't see. And it's so easy to do the service that you can see and you see the instant result. But Baba has been telling us this again and again and again. So I thought what I would like us to do is to practice this together. And actually, as we've been seeing, you know, everything we've been looking at today has really been to bring us, to prepare us, and bring us to this point where we can serve through the mind. Because you can't just suddenly sit there and give Sakash. It's only when you have the pillars of happiness, when you've cleaned out inside, when you've prepared yourself, when you've understood what it means to give happiness, then yes, you're ready to give Sakash. So I thought, let us have a meditation together. And I'll share a commentary. And let us really together share Sakash with the world. And according to drama, the brother's gone out at this moment. But we can do our commentary anyway without the red lights. We don't need to be dependent on anything, right? Definitely not. The commentary, about 10 minutes. Yeah. So let's be relaxed. We're going to go on a beautiful journey together. So first I remind myself who I am, the truth of who I am, original qualities of the soul to emerge. This is truth. I am that. This is my self-respect. I, the soul, in my state of peace, of love, of truth, of purity, of happiness. In this state, I am truly free. Free to fly. Free to give, because I have everything that I need. And so I fly to Baba in an instant. In an instant, I'm in that world of silence. In the presence of my beloved. I, the soul, the light. Touch the light of the Supreme Soul. And I am one with Him. And I merge into the ocean. The ocean of peace. Such a depth of peace within. The ocean of love. I am cherished by Baba. Loved and accepted, so beautifully. I am Baba's. Baba is mine. The ocean of truth is mine. Ocean of happiness is mine. I'm surrounded by Baba's qualities. And at the same time, I'm being filled with the current of power everything I take from Baba. Has strength. It is eternal. I've come back to my eternal state of being, like the Father. And then the love begins to overflow. The love born on the wings of happiness. The vibrations of love and happiness spread out into my surroundings, and further the vibrations spread far and wide. There is no limit to where those vibrations can reach. There is no limit to who they can touch. Souls waiting and as Baba's instrument, as Baba's child, I help fulfill my Father's task of giving to those thirsty souls in need. So let me just remain for a few moments, giving and giving and giving. Now gradually I return to this world, to my body, to the room, but I don't stop giving. Baba's presence is with me. Treasures are with me, whether I want to or not. Baba continues to use me as an instrument to give. I just have to remember who I am, who I belong to, and the task that I have to do. Om Shanti. There was a beautiful silence. Okay, there's just, we just have a few more minutes, another 10 minutes. So just little time for if there's any reflections, any questions, anything you'd like to say, then we can take a little time for that. And then we'll close at 6 so that you have time, a little break, and then 6:30 to 7:30 is the yoga bhati. But we have these few minutes together. Is there anything anyone would like to share? You're all sharing your presence and vibrations, so that's beautiful. But if anything you want to say in words, then... Does he say that? You have to find out if they're working. How are you going to do that? Yeah, without any thought. I'm not sure quite of the context. Maybe there was a particular context. Practice and see. But the thing is that, okay, there are two things. Sometimes we do want to give good wishes to a particular person or situation. And Dadi Gulzar once gave a very good formula for that, which I found very helpful. She said, okay, you sit in Baba's room, and then just for a few seconds, bring that person in front of you, or the situation, and then forget. Then be absorbed with Baba, and then let Baba do the work. And that's very important, because if we sit there thinking, I'm giving good wishes to so-and-so, so, then we're just having yoga with the person, we're not having yoga with Baba, and the good wishes are not going to reach them, just our vibrations of attachment will reach them, actually, which will, okay, bind us even more. And so I found that very helpful. And to know if your good wishes are working, I think all I would say on that is, well, you know, sometimes you see a situation changing, that's fine, but then you have to say, it's Baba who's done it, not me. But if you're giving good wishes in the right way, then you'll naturally get the return of that. So your own stage, you will receive blessings. Your own stage will continue to develop and become more elevated. You will have that greater happiness and in turn share more happiness. So you may not know in terms of a scientific experiment, this went here and that, you know, but it'll be in general, you'll see the return of your own stage and the blessings that you receive. Because in reality, when we sit to share vibrations, or we even do it naturally as we're moving along, if it's really pure, we don't need to know. And so if we really need to know, then again there's something of my own desire in that. So thank you. Yeah, then that means your good wishes are working. Yeah, it's the right way. Yeah, you had... It's true, and you know, whenever we've asked Daddy about this, she'll always say, just have yoga, and Baba will do whatever needs to be done. She doesn't usually like us to be so specific, you know, in that way. So, yes, you just give. And even if there is, sometimes I've heard Daddy say, you know, well, okay, if there's such a situation, do 15 minutes extra yoga after Amrit Vela or whatever. But even then, it's not sitting to think about the situation. That's really crucial. In giving good wishes, if the situation or the person's in your mind at that moment, the good wishes can't reach them. It has to be Baba who does the work. So yes, you know, we give, and Baba does the rest. Yeah.